Welcome to the program, and welcome to the Scotiabank Saddledome. Good way to kick off the program. Timing works perfectly because just finishing off his first skate and his first off-ice day since signing a new contract is Flames forward Andrew Mangiapane, who joins us here in the Better Business Bureau Hot Stove Lounge. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Right, first couple days here have been pretty good, pretty tiring and all that. Right, yesterday I did fitness testing, and today I was just on the ice with Marty, and hopefully I know tomorrow I'll be on with the rest of the guys. So I'm excited and happy to be back.
That Jelena puts you through your paces, doesn't he?
Yeah, he still I guess is pretty fit himself, so I mean he pushes you to the limits.
Show off.
Yeah.
So just like it's got to be nice knowing that you're back and doing stuff as a member of the Calgary Flames officially, and all that stuff from the summer's behind you.
Yeah, exactly, right. It's tough, right? Because you see, you know, leading up to camp and, you know, the countdown, you know what's happening, right? And then when all the guys are at camp, you see it on Twitter and Instagram, and, you know, you want to be there with the guys, right? You miss the guys. That's kind of, it's your job, right? It's your job. You be here and, you know, it just, I guess, work as hard as you can, right? So it's all that is, you know, it's leading up to the season, right? And I didn't want to take, I guess, too much time off and miss a lot of time because then puts you behind, I guess, in the, I guess, the long term, right, for the start of the season. So I wanted to be ready for the start of the season, and, you know, that's, you know, I'm happy that I'm back.
You only miss a few days at training camp. So do you feel like you can get back up to speed pretty quickly?
Yeah, 100%, right? Just getting on the ice every day, right? And, you know, hopefully get into some exhibition games soon and everything like that. And, yeah, I don't see myself, I guess, not starting on time at all.
So tell me, take me back to Sunday when you officially signed the contract. Like, as soon as you agree and put pen to paper, does it feel like a big weight is lifted off your shoulders?
Yeah, 100%, right? Just me, I guess, signing it and, you know, sending it over and then meeting with Tree and, you know, Bill and all that. Yeah, it was a great feeling, right? I'm happy to be back and excited to get things going.
Andrew Mangiapane is with us, just signed his contract on Sunday, first day on the ice today, and you'll join the team for practice tomorrow. How much apprehension, how nerve-wracking was the first few days of training camp knowing you weren't here? Was it a lot of sleepless nights, or were you handling it pretty well?
I think I was handling it pretty well, actually. I just wasn't too nervous because I knew, okay, you know, I'm going to play here, right? I'm going to figure it out and, you know, figure out the contract soon, right? And eventually I did that and all. But, yeah, but it was tough, right? It was because you want to be here, like I said earlier on. Like, you want to be with the guys, even whatever, going to lunch with them after or whatever, going to dinner. You're like, this is, you know, you build, I guess, you're friends with everybody here, right? So you want to be back and, you know, go out to dinner and, you know, do fun things.
Is that the hardest part, the fact that you're not with your teammates and not getting to see everybody kind of like the first day of school?
Exactly, right? And you're just kind of missing out on everything like that, right? I know, like, last year, you know, most of the guys went to China and everything like that, and, you know, I missed that. I was stayed back here and everything like that, but it's just those, I guess, team bonding experiences that you don't want to miss and you want to be here for.
We when training camp had started, we got a bunch of texts on our text line saying, so does that mean that they, once they sign, they miss fitness testing? And the answer to that question is no.
No.
You went through that yesterday, same way, right? You still have to do all the same fitness testing.
Same as usual. The 2.5 minute bike was probably the toughest, and but yeah, it's all the same, and it was good. Right, I'm happy to get that out of the way.
So, what was the summer like? Let's take the contract stuff out of it for a second. What was the summer like for you, training wise, and getting ready for the year? Any different than past summers?
Last summer, I made the switch over to Andy O'Brien. Sam Bennett also works there, and everything. So, I think just that transition. Now it's my second summer there, and, you know, it was, you know, it's great there, right? It's you know, they get your own program for you. It's help you with your eating habits and everything like that. And, you know, I think it's just, you know, the guys that go there are elite athletes, right, and pros, and they're all there to get better, right? And I think just that whole atmosphere is just, it's amazing to be a part of, and, you know, I'm happy that I'm training there.
You spent most of last season in the NHL, and knowing what it takes to be consistent and seeing what all these other players do to be consistent, did that maybe, not a wake-up call, but give you a little bit more perspective going into this summer and what you need to do?
100%, right? You could tell which guys, you know, are the pros and, you know, that are elite athletes, right? And just, you could see it, you know, when I'm here with the Calgary Flames and everything. And then you could, in the summer, right, when I was in the summer training with, you know, guys like Taylor Hall and Tavares and all that, like, you know, there you guys, you know, they take care of their bodies. They train hard on and off the ice. They eat healthy and, you know, if you want to, I guess, almost be like them, you got to almost mimic them, and, you know, you got to take care of yourself as well.
He is Andrew Mangiapane. He is with the Flames. We'll be back on the ice at practice with the team tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe do you know if you're getting into a preseason game tomorrow yet? You don't know that right now?
Don't know yet, but I don't know. Yeah.
You'd be good to go if so.
Yeah, like, of course. Yeah.
You'd be ready to get in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So tell me about last season for you, because it was a real eye-opening year for a lot of people in the steps that you took. But what about for you? How do you look back on last season, basically your first full year in the NHL?
Oh, it was great, right? I think just the last 30 games there, I started playing my game and knew that I could, you know, be a, you know, an impact player in this league, right? And, you know, the chemistry, I guess, Doc and Hath, you know, we had, and it was just, I want to, I guess, create that, I guess, I want to keep going with that and keep the ball rolling with that starting this season, right? I think last season was, like you said, my first, I guess, full kind of season. And, you know, I want to build off that this year.
Garnett no longer here, but Derek Ryan, yeah. Doc is still here. Yeah. What about playing with him? Yeah. Why was there such a good connection between the two of you?
I think just, you know, we got along on and off the ice. I think just there was a lot of communication between, you know, us and our line, right? It was just... we all knew kind of what was kind of happening before it even happened, right? We knew how to read off each other, and we built that chemistry, and I think that showed on the ice, and I think that we played pretty strong the last, I guess, down the stretch and in playoffs.
How excited would you be to spend a lot of time with Derek once again and kind of be a regular line mate with him?
Yeah, no, I'm excited, right? I'm looking forward to it, right? There's no, I guess the building that relationship because we already have it, right? So I'm excited, you know, to, you know, get back on the ice with Doc and, you know, keep building what we started.
How many steps do you think that you're ready to take this year? Like how big a year do you see this potentially being for you?
Oh, this is a huge year, right? This could be, I guess, potentially my first full season in the NHL, right? So just knowing my personality, you know, I take I take a couple games, you know, back in the, I guess, the last season, right? And just almost like a feel out process, right? And that's, you know, now that I know everyone and I have relationships with the trainers, the coaches, the, you know, the players, everyone, I just, you know, now it's just time to, I guess, jump in and, you know, play with confidence, right? Because I think that's big, is playing with confidence in this league, and that's what you got to do.
Just a couple more with Andrew Mangiapane. How sour is that 5-game exit to Colorado still sticking with you? Like, is it still front of mind for you?
Yeah, definitely, right? I think that, you know, what we accomplished in the regular season was, you know, it was great, right? And then, you know, it was a little disappointing going into the, I mean, what happened in the playoffs. So, I mean, but we'll learn from it, and now we got to build off it and hopefully make a longer playoff run this year.
But in saying that, you score the first goal of game one here at the Scotiabank Saddledome. I know that after game one wasn't as good, but you scored that game winner. It was in the third period of a really tight game. Take me back to that moment.
Yeah, that was definitely
nice. Had to
be
pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that was probably that. I'll remember that for a while. And, you know, yeah, just the, I guess, the build up for it. We were playing a pretty good game, right? It was, you know, back and forth, and just, I guess, I think just the fans just waiting for a goal to be scored for us and all that. So it was the first one, and, you know, the, just the whole dome just kind of just erupted. Yeah, and it was just an unreal feeling. And then, you know, you had all your teammates coming rushing to you, and it was unreal.
It wasn't an ugly goal either. Like, it was a nice goal, so you got that on top of it, right?
Yeah, exactly. I kind of blacked out a little bit there, but saw it on replay and all that. But no, it was just more just the whole atmosphere just erupted.
Final thought, how excited are you for what this team could accomplish this season?
Oh, I'm definitely excited, right? You know, we got a good team, right? And, you know, you saw that last year in the regular season, and now we're going to learn from what happened in the playoffs, and, you know, that's what happens with a young team. But now we're growing, and, you know, we're going to be better this year, right?
Appreciate the time. Congratulations on the contract. Welcome back, and we'll see you back on the ice tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.